So it was a complicated morning out Warren way, that's for sure, as a major rail incident closed down a whole lot of roads. And we wanted to get an update on that as the evening rush gets underway. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Zaction joining us with an update on that. Hi, Lloyd.
Hey, Guy. Most of the roads in Warren that were closed due to the derailment of several train cars have now been reopened. 10 Mile between Grosbeck Highway and Shaner Road, and Shaner between 10 Mile and Stevens have reopened. Stevens Road, though, itself remains closed at this time. About 16 of 150 train cars derailed in the area of Stevens and Shaner Roads around 7:30 this morning. Now, some roads nearby were closed, and about 134 cars remain on the rail while that investigation into the derailment continued. Still not known at this time what caused the train to derail. Police, fire, hazmat, Canadian National Railway crews, they're all on the scene doing the investigation right now. Some of the derailed cars are tankers that carry liquid chlorine and unrefined alcohol. Warren Fire says there was no leak so far. They haven't found a leak, so there's no danger to the public at this time. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts says he hoped the cleanup would be completed by either later tomorrow or either early Saturday morning. There have been no injuries. Guy?
All right, Lloyd, thanks so much. We're happy for that, to be sure.